Novice gardener Melissa DeSousa was smiling as she and her significant other looked over plants at the Langley Garden Club's 43rd annual Spring Show and Sale. Langley Garden Club Show and Sale at the Southridge Fellowship Church in Murrayville. "We're just getting into gardening," DeSousa, who lives in Murrayville, told the Langley Advance Times. "So we thought it would be a really good experience to be able to come and see what they were offering and see if we can get some knowledge from some people and just see what's available." It was one of two garden sales in Langley to mark the start of growing season for amateur cultivators. Over at the annual KPU School of Horticulture plant sale, on the same day, hundreds crowded into the greenhouses that face the Langley City campus from across the one-way. Willoughby resident Sandra Clark explained that she likes to begin planting with a visit to the KPU sale. "We do this every year," Clark said. "It's nice to get some new varieties that are not sold in the stores. I like to support the university so students can continue to get their education." Rob Welsh, the horticulture technician and landscape instructional associate in the KPU horticulture program, was busier than he expected to be, as he cheerfully processed plant purchases. "It's crazy busy," Welsh smiled. "We really didn't expect it to be this busy with the rainfall, but we have some die-hard customers that are coming out and supporting our program and the horticulture students as well. People filled the parking lot on the main campus and walked across the pedestrian bridge to the greenhouses to buy hanging baskets, perennials, herbs, ornamental grasses, basket stuffers, conifers and more. Read also. Video. Best weather in 15 years draws big turnout for Langley Garden Club sale. At the Langley Garden Club event, long-term club member Yetta Herskovich arrived prepared for the downpour in a warm water-resistant hooded jacket and umbrella, the result of lessons learned over previous club sales. "I've been a member 25 years, probably 30, Herskovich, a Brookswood resident, estimated. Club president Pam Erickson said the odds of less than ideal weather were high. "This is actually my 32nd year doing the sale, and I think 9 times out of 10 we've had rain," Erickson estimated, "but true gardeners will come out here because we've got a great plant sale." Erickson said many gardeners were looking to recover from freezing conditions that did considerable damage. "It was a bad winter this year," Erickson noted. "A lot of people lost plants, and they need to come and replace them." The club sale featured a plethora of all different plants from shade to sun, Erickson commented, including blueberries, tomatoes, daylilies, Japanese maples and apple trees. Established in 1941, the nonprofit Langley Garden Club's stated goals are to promote and encourage vegetable gardening, floral and shrubbery landscaping, decorative floral arts, and to nourish a creative congeniality among the club members and the community. Read also. Langley Garden Club marks 75 years. Affiliated with the BC Council of Garden Clubs, the Langley Arts Council and the Langley Agricultural Association, the club holds regular monthly meetings from February to December, where gardening tips are available from members who are experienced gardeners, even owners of garden-related businesses. More information can be found on the club website, www.langleygardenclub.com.